Welcome to the Iconic Womanhood Podcast, where we celebrate and learn from the wisdom of authentic, brilliant, conscious, and creative women from all around the world. This podcast will leave you inspired, empowered, and equipped to become truly iconic. And now, here is your host, Akenna. She is a transformational coach and speaker.
Happy Easter, and welcome to another episode of the Iconic Womanhood Podcast. Today, I want to share a quick word of encouragement. And it is something that I want to call it a revelation, but it's clear, it's nothing new, but it just made my soul sing. You know, life has its ups and downs, I'm sure you know. I'm sure you've experienced them much like I have experienced them. And you know, even when things are going well, sometimes there's some challenging things. And sometimes it's not even challenging things that are happening in the now. They are sometimes challenging things that happened to us in our past. And occasionally, if you're like most people, you find yourself ruminating, not reflecting, because reflecting is looking back to gain wisdoms for the present and the future. But ruminating is when you go back into the memory of it and you feel the pain and the negative feelings associated with it. You kind of get back into that emotion, back into the experience. It's almost like you're reliving it. And sometimes we go back to them, especially if it's a particularly painful thing, right? Sometimes we get drawn back into them. Sometimes there's a trigger that takes us back into it. You know, sometimes something happens that reminds us of it, or it might be an experience that is in the past, but there's still an ongoing component of it. Well, recently I had something like that. And I found myself falling into the temptation to ruminate. I found myself falling into the temptation to just kind of dwell in it and be angry and sad and all of the negative emotions that came up in association with that thing. And I was having a conversation with a dear friend, and I was talking to her about it, and I was upset, you know, and I was talking myself through it. And I could hear in the inside of me, right, at the back of my mind, in the fullness of my heart, pause. And as God would have it, we had to end the conversation really quickly because you know how things come up, oh, let me call you back type of thing. And in that moment of pausing and stillness, I had an opportunity to stop ruminating and start to reflect. And in my reflection, I started to feel grateful. And I started to praise God. And I started to pray. I mean, this is Sunday, so it's apt that we have this conversation today. You see, I want to just point out a few things. That first behavior of sitting in the emotion and ruminating, this is not to say you should not feel your emotions. This is not to tell you to do something that is called spiritual bypassing, where you don't even acknowledge the emotions, you just keep moving, you just pray your way through it. No, I'm not talking about that. You need to feel your feelings. You need to own your emotions, but we can't be owned by our emotions, and we cannot build a shrine to them. And sometimes that's what we do. We build a shrine to our pain, a shrine to our trauma. It becomes a kind of sacred cow. We begin to honor it, whether we know it or not. We talk about it all the time. We let it rob us of our time with God. We let it rob us of our time with friends and family. Have you ever been around somebody, or maybe you've been this person? I think we've all been this person from time to time. When something really painful has happened to you, even when you're around friends and family and they're trying to have a good time with you, you can't really pull yourself out of the funk. You keep talking about the same thing to the point that they get exhausted. it robs you of your present, this thing that happened in your past. Can anyone relate to that? Just wherever you are, take a moment. And if you have had that experience, forgive yourself right now. But I want to tell you some things to help you not fall into that temptation again. Of course, you should feel your feelings. Of course, you should process. But after that is done, what a lot of us end up doing is we build a tomb, a kind of shrine, but I'm calling it a tomb and I'll explain why it's a tomb in a second, to it. You see, when I started to praise and worship, I shifted and my spirit became elevated. You know, your spirit communicates with the Spirit of God. There's that alignment. I came into alignment. That's a better way to put it. I came into alignment with the Spirit of God as I shifted out of a place of despair and moved into a place of praise and joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Moved into a place of alignment with the Holy Spirit, and I started to understand. The eyes of my understanding were opened. And it's interesting because this happened yesterday before Easter Sunday. And I wasn't even thinking about Easter Sunday, but it is an Easter Sunday message. It was as if I was in church. And the Holy Spirit reminded me of when Mary and the woman went to the tomb to look for Jesus. They went to look for his body, but they said they were looking for Jesus, but they went to look for his body because Jesus had been crucified. And he was now dead. So they went to look for him. And when they got there, they could not find his body. And they started to despair, started to panic. What happened? Where have they taken our Savior? And the angels, there were two angels there, and they said to them, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead?" And they knew Jesus had risen. It's Resurrection Sunday. And so I am certain you are hearing about Jesus rising right now. But I'm not a pastor and this is not a church, so I want to help you understand what the Holy Spirit was telling me through this particular scripture. You see, when things happen to us in our past, painful things, difficult things, mistakes we may have made, shameful things even perhaps, things we wish were not part of our history, there was something very important that he wanted me to know. And of course, the Holy Spirit has no gender. I just use that terminology. The Holy Spirit wanted me to know that all those things that I was ruminating on were part of the dead part of me. I was gone. That woman that it happened to is dead and gone because I'm a new creation. You see, that woman that experienced those things, that woman that went through those things, that woman that did those things, that woman that failed at those things, that woman that was sad in those times, that woman that didn't feel empowered, that woman that felt broken, that woman that felt damaged, that woman has passed on. She has transitioned. She is dead. And the woman I am today and the woman I am yet to become, the life that I'm meant to have, is part of the living. But every time I went back to that place of sadness, to sit in it, to ruminate on it, to let it drag me down to a place of despair, to sit in a cold, dark cave, a cold, dark tomb, a place where dead things are, I was seeking the living among the dead. God says that our latter days will be better than our former days. By faith, by his grace, no matter what your yesterday looked like, your tomorrow can be glorious. But you have to make a choice. You see, if the woman had refused to accept that Jesus was no longer there, that he was not dead, if they had refused to leave the tomb, they would have missed the miracle of the resurrection. And now I want to ask you, are you ready to leave the tomb? Are you ready to leave the tomb, to stop going back to the tomb, to stop talking about the dead, to start focusing on the living? Are you ready to trust that your next days are going to be better than your last past days? That the best is yet to come. And if you are ready to trust, if you are ready to believe, then you have to begin to take action in alignment with that belief. And you have to stop living among the dead. It's time to rise. As we celebrate the rising, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, if you believe like I do, as we celebrate Easter, it is an incredible opportunity to reaffirm yourself today, to declare within yourself that from henceforth, you will walk in a place of abundance. You will walk in a place of joy, of peace. You will focus your eyes, set your face like flint in the direction of your dreams. That from today onwards, you will believe, because God said it is possible for you, and you will hold on to that, and you will begin to move accordingly. That you will leave the past in the past. Every piece of you that you wish was not there, it's no longer there, because you're a new creation. It's past. It's gone. It's buried. You see, a grave is something we need. You bury the dead in a grave. You bury your dead parts. Bury it in the grave. Have whatever ceremony you need to have. But there's no need to go and create a tomb and sit in the tomb and begin to talk about it and begin to sit in it and begin to ruminate on it. Begin to let it dictate your behaviors. Begin to let it dictate your choices. So many of us are choosing from the dead place and not the living. You're afraid to love again because you had a dead love in your past. Because a relationship was damaged, a relationship was broken, a relationship died, somebody hurt you, and so you stop believing in the possibility of love when God is love. Because you had a business that failed, you stop believing in the possibility of success in business. And so you stop trying. You sit in the tomb and you say, no, people like me can't make it. The world is against me. Well, let me tell you something. That was the old you. This new you, the world is for you. This new you, everything is conspiring for your success. This new you can only come forth if you will come out of the tomb. Happy Easter. Jesus is risen, and so should you. God bless you. Be well. What a powerful revelation. I want to offer you an opportunity today to make a powerful move in the direction of your dreams. The Iconic Womanhood course is designed to support you in unpacking who you used to be and redefining who you want to be. The Iconic Womanhood course is an opportunity for every woman, no matter what age, no matter what marital status, to do the work to become the iconic woman God created you to be. He created you uniquely. He created you fearfully and wonderfully. There is something inside of you that will make you wealthy. There is something inside of you that will pour value out onto the world. If you begin to live your life a certain way, you'll begin to attract goodness, good people, wonderful opportunities. Trust and believe, I'm living proof. The things that I am doing today, I did not think were possible. But guess what? It's not because I came from a certain place. It's not because I was that chief cornerstone. In fact, in many ways, I was the rejected cornerstone. But trust and believe, when you do the work, when you take some steps in the direction of your dreams, when you begin to act on faith, and one of the powerful things you can do to act on faith, joining hundreds of women who have done this, is to do that inner work with the Iconic Womanhood course. I have decided that I am going to be more dedicated about sharing this course. It is a self-paced course. You can do it at your own time. But not only is it a self-paced course, because there are a lot of courses that people never finish. We have course conversations every month with certified coaches who can guide you, who can help you process, and you'll be able to talk to other women. And it's really by choice. If you want to come, you come. If you don't want to come, you don't come. But it's available for you. And we have added other things. And we're adding a brand new community at the end of May. And you know, whenever there's new value, yesterday's price is not today's price. Come on. So I want to encourage you to take that opportunity right now and sign up. All you need to do is go to iconicwomanhood.com/new, N-E-W, for new you, okay? iconicwomanhood.com/new, and make a commitment to yourself. We even have affordable payment plans that will allow you to participate in this process. I'm looking forward to connecting with you in the Iconic Womanhood community. God bless you. Be well.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to subscribe and tell a friend. If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to move from success into significance. Please visit us at iconicwomanhood.com and get a free gift to help you on your journey.